The steps of wudu are number one, the niyyah, the intention, and this is an act of worship and it should not be expressed verbally. Second, reciting the basmala, say bismillah, to pronounce the basmala upon commencing the wudu, and the ritual bath of course, and the tayammum, the dry ablution, skipping the basmala due to forgetfulness or ignorance is pardonable, is pardoned. Three, washing the hands three times, and fourth, gargling and sniffing water at the same time three times. Fifth, washing the face three times. Sixth, washing the arms up to the elbows, meaning including the elbows, three times, starting with the right. Then do the left three times, the same. Seventh, wiping the head with wet hands. Then wiping inside the ears with the forefingers and their backs within with thumbs, and back and the back of the ears with thumbs. Now, should be mentioned here that wiping the back of the neck is not part of the wudu. It is based upon unsound tradition. Now, number eight, washing the feet up to the ankles three times, starting with the right foot. Ninth, reciting the Shahadat al-Tawheed, testimony of faith, upon completing the wudu. And it is Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. I testify that there is no true God except Allah, and I testify that Muhammad is his slave and messenger. And it is recommended to perform two rak'ah of salah after the wudu, because the Prophet ﷺ said, he who performs wudu perfectly, then recites the testimony of faith, the eight gates of Jannah, paradise, would open for him to enter through anyone he wishes. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from his favors.